Today's program is brought to you by Jeff Peterman at the Conservinator Nation. Have you not heard of it yet? Well, for those of you that don't know, the Conservinator Nation is the newest project of former congressional candidate Jeff Peterman. Jeff is a strong and strident conservative and a Christian, and with his newest podcast, the Conservinator Nation, he's trying to basically give people like him a voice outside of the media. Because if we know one thing, it's that the media is not friendly to the ideas of anyone that's not a progressive liberal. And while Jeff and I may have different points, what we need are a free market of ideas, and Jeff is offering that to you. So go ahead and check him out at Jeff Peterman-Conservinator on Facebook, and also check out his website, www.conservinator.com. Check it out today.
You're listening to the Renzo Republic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Remsa Republic. A great place to hear from great people, great discussions, and talk about one of the greatest things on earth. Let's talk about liberty. But how can we talk about liberty if we don't talk about one of the things that's, as Matt Kibbe called it, the essence of freedom? It's the elixir of everything that keeps the world going. It's the one thing that men fight for, that people dream of, that people sometimes think are far from reach. Governments have tried to get rid of it. Civilizations have sometimes collapsed and thrived because of it. Yes, folks, I'm talking about beer. But I'm not going to be the one to really talk to you about that tonight. Tonight we have a special guest coming in. He's a child of the Ron Paul Revolution and co-founder of Liberty.menu. He's currently also the owner of the new Agorist Brewery Company. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Alexander Meyer to the show. Alexander, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, Remzo.
Not a problem at all. So your brewery, I'm just curious because you guys are trying something which is extremely unique. So my question is, Are you brewers trying to push out the ideas of agorism and libertarianism, or are you agorists and libertarians that just want to sell beer?
Well, I guess that's sort of a chicken or egg scenario right there. We are libertarians first and also brewers, but what we're ultimately trying to accomplish by, you know, having a brand called the New Agorist Crypto Brewery is promoting entrepreneurship in the community, promoting counter economics, promoting business and capitalism in general. So we tried not to necessarily lay on any hardcore political messages, but what we really want to do is celebrate entrepreneurship, business, innovation. And we feel that the brewing industry is, particularly craft brew in California, is the best example of a new innovative business that's doing things in a different way, sort of changing the status quo. And we feel that it's going to be a really good platform for us to promote business in a way that is going to break down, hopefully, a lot of the stigmas that people have behind business. Comes down to leading by example, and we want to show how a business can run and incorporate really responsible business ethic and give back to the community and strengthen the community through a brewery.
That's awesome.
Sort of the idea.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, your entire project, I don't want to sound like anything else. I mean, your business, your project, what you're working on right now, what makes it incredibly unique and what caught my attention was actually the name choice of it. And it's simply because I had a friend of mine who he saw your Facebook page and he was like, Agorist, is that like a different type of hops or something? Why did you guys choose that specific name when you were thinking of a name for your company?
Well, we wanted something that would lend itself to the idea that we want to promote and the values we want to promote, but something that wasn't necessarily already stigmatized, that had, you know, preconceived notions about it. And I found in the past talking about agorism opens people up to talking about business and entrepreneurship in a way that they haven't necessarily thought of before. That being that that entrepreneurship and capitalism is a very moral system, and that you know, it allows us to also show that anything that may you know, let's say adulterate the essence of capitalism ultimately is going to hinder its abilities to do what it does best, which is provide value and give opportunities.
That's awesome. Now, kind of backpedaling a little bit, for those of those listening right now that don't know what agorism is, what is it and what makes it different than, let's say, just regular capitalism and everything else?
Well, agorism is a focus on, I guess you'd say, market principles, where you're bringing things in a lot of ways back to the community, individual, voluntary interaction, and you may be doing such things as engaging in what is called counter-economics. So in our case, in the 21st century, we have things like Bitcoin, where we can sell our product in Bitcoin. In fact, we're even going to be offering discounts in our tasting room for people that use Bitcoin when they purchase. And it comes down to pushing for change through opting out of certain systems and opting into voluntary interactions, things that are going to be win-win scenarios for everybody involved. It is often looked at as a political thing, but I feel it doesn't have to be. I've been dabbling in my, you know, putting my, dipping my toe in politics here and there in my past, but realized that I'm best suited for the business world, not politics.
Yeah.
And, I really just want to promote, ideas of ethical business. And I think that agorism is a great platform, because particularly in craft beer, there's this love and this emphasis for everything local, locally crafted, you know, knowing the people that create what you're doing or what you're making, what you're buying, what you're consuming, knowing where things come from. And that's something that I think speaks across political spectrums, that people can get on board. And I think is a new aspect of agorism, which wasn't initially thought of necessarily in Samuel Konkin's initial sort of agorist manifesto. So to kind of backtrack there, Samuel Konkin was the guy who came up with the idea of agorism as a counter-economic means of living the freest life possible. So basically making the state obsolete just by choosing not to oblige its the things it has controls over by circumventing it. And when I started really understanding it, I realized that there's a new sort of natural affinity for what we might have called agorism at a time that's naturally happening. And I think that the craft beer industry is the perfect platform that we can really show how we you can be, in our case, what we call a new agorist, you know, an agorist of the 21st century.
Yeah, something that just keeps popping to my mind, and it kind of, you know, culminates everything that you've said describing agorism and what your mission is. It's that politics is a lagging indicator of culture. And the great thing about people like you and your coworkers and your peers is that you're still libertarians. You're still working and pushing this message, but you're doing it in a way that brings people in. You're doing it in a way that's still able to show that your ideas and what you believe in can actually compete and succeed in an open market. And that's something I wish more and more people would do. And enough times everyone's just like, oh, if we could just vote away a certain law, if we could just vote away a certain protocol or something, instantly people would suddenly see that our ideas work. But it's never that way. I mean, the extrinsic does not change the intrinsic. When people choose to do something, when their minds change about a certain thing, that's when you see the political culture and everything else change with it.
Exactly. I always say that politics is downstream of culture.
Uh-huh.
And the wonderful thing that I've been seeing in Southern California and why I had to jump on this idea is that there is this new culture that is coming around that has a common thread, which is craft beer.
Operating a business, especially a craft brewery in the People's Republic of California, I can only imagine the unique hurdles you have to go through in that state. What are some of the biggest obstacles you see from the regulatory environment in California right now?
Well, it's really the hurdles you have to jump over to get to the point where you can actually sell your beer without the worry that you're going to, you know, have your door knocked in the middle of the night. And so, you know, they set that bar pretty high as far as what you need to be able to do. So, for instance, the most basic entry into the market is doing what's considered a nano brewery, and you have to start by a bunch of things have to happen simultaneously. You have to both get a federal and a state license. But you won't actually be issued the state license until you have a properly zoned location in which you can produce your beer, and you have built out a brewery that is to the local food inspectors' specs and FDA. So you have to put up a ton of investment before you can brew your first batch of beer. And then at the point where you've put in all this investment, then you have a inspector come through and make sure that everything's to code. And then at that point, you have to then brew and start distributing your beer within 30 days of getting your issued your license. Otherwise, you will lose your license. So they put on this really hard constraints on making it in this industry. But I will say one thing that is really interesting that's happening right now, and it seems serendipitous that it's happening at the same time that we're launching this brewery. The mayor of Anaheim is a huge craft beer fanatic. And
perfect.
And currently in Orange County, Anaheim has the most breweries so far in the area. I mean, we're way far behind San Diego as far as breweries per capita. But, I mean, you know, we're probably a decade behind them as far as the industry goes. But his goal is to turn Anaheim into the Portland of Southern California. So he has his eyes set on making Anaheim more of a craft beer destination than San Diego is, which is a tall order, but he's actively working with all the branches of local government to make it as easy and inexpensive and the least time consuming as possible to open a brewery. And so it's a perfect time to do it because market signals are showing and as I said before, politics is downstream of culture. The culture has shown, and the politics is following that. This is an industry that needs to be addressed in regulatory means to be able to reach its full potential. So there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through, but we're definitely going to be taking advantage of the deregulation that's happening in Anaheim. And so that's where we're looking at opening our brewery.
That's awesome. And with the timing and everything, with the mayor's intentions as well, I mean, you couldn't get it's ironic that you're trying to, counteract government in a way with your style of agorism, but one of your biggest proponents is part of the government.
Yeah, it's funny. And, I think that's great because, we can show that you don't necessarily have to be a hardcore libertarian to understand that business gets in the way of industries. And this is just going to prove our case, and we plan on creating some content for our marketing around this idea and showing people that by having the government get out of the way, well, we can have a thriving industry that's going to bring a ton of jobs, a ton of patrons in, and even the, you know, with Anaheim being sort of the tourist hub of Orange County, it'll actually bring tourism in. So it is beautiful and speaks to the point that we're making, and we plan on capitalizing on that.
That's awesome. So Alexander, to kind of wrap things up, there's a whole generation of libertarians out there that want to be full-time activists in a way, but they know that they're going to have to grow up and they're going to have to get jobs one day. And sometimes those jobs are going to be things where they have nothing to do with pushing the agenda they want. For those entrepreneurial individuals out there that want to try and find this balance that you've been able to find for your brewery, what's your advice to them? What's your advice to these future innovators that are going to be entering the marketplace and developing, contributing, and advancing our markets?
Well, I'd say find what you do best and provide as much value as you can to your demographic, to your customers. And then, you know, it ultimately comes down to showing the value of business. And in some cases, I might add also changing your business model in such a way that you're maybe either actively working to change the status quo or to circumvent or even provide a better value than what government might be able to offer. But really comes down to do what you do best, provide value, be a great business role model, and give a good name to capitalism.
Alexander, if people want to learn more about the new Agorist Brewery and all your other projects, where can they go from there?
All right. Well, we are on Facebook. You just look us up at New Agorist Brewery. You can go to our website at newagorist.com. And then we, you know, we're on Instagram and Twitter at New Agorist Brews. We definitely encourage people to go to our website and sign up for our mailing list. We're currently operating actually as a full agorist company right now, where we're not selling directly to the public. We only hold events, tasting parties, and bring people in to try our beers and help to build brand recognition in the area. And until we can actually open our full size brewery, which is should hopefully be in the next few months. So we also have we're accepting donations on our website via PayPal or Bitcoin. And if you sign up on our website, you'll get information whenever we're going to have a tasting party. And also, we will be launching a crowdfunding campaign in the next few months. So you'll get information on that when we start putting that all together.
Perfect. Mr. Alexander Meyer from the New Agorist Brewing Company, thank you so much for coming on the show, sir. It was an absolute blast having you on.
Great. Well, thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Folks, go ahead and check them out. I mean, come on. Help a Liberty brother out. Check them out. How often are you going to find an agorist brewery that's pushing the same principles that you believe in? I mean, how are we supposed to get anywhere if we don't invest in things? This is the worst thing that people have a problem with. They don't like asking for money. They don't like asking for help. I'm not asking you to donate to them. What I'm asking you to do is consider investing in them. Because whether it's $1 or $1,000, I bet Alexander would love $1,000,000 if you're one of those people listening. Which, who knows? We've got a growing audience. But invest in what you believe in. Invest in what you want to see more of. Besides, go buy some beer. I mean, come on. This is America. Go celebrate freedom. You want to celebrate freedom another way? Go ahead and check out the show on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Remso101. And don't forget to subscribe. Invest in me for free. All you have to do is hit the subscribe button on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube. You can also check us at liberty.me studios. And if all this is too much and I'm talking way too fast because I'm excited to go and see what their menu and everything else is over at the New Aggers Brewery, go ahead and check out the website, rwmartinez.liberty.me. Click the podcast tab and you'll get the full slate of all our platforms and networks. As always, I'm Remso W. Martinez. Screw the FCC. Good night, America.
Stay connected to Liberty's Rabble Rouser on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with the latest episodes, blogs, and other available content. What are you waiting for?